Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Casbah, the greatest foreign policy disaster in American history has occurred today. And Doofus McGraw there, Barack Big Ears Obama, is deeply concerned over Egypt, calling for civilian rule. This is after he put in the Islamists. This is after he put in the stooge Islamist, Morsi. He's shocked that the people actually did what he wanted them to do, which was demand a voice in their government. Now, I don't know what's coming next. Maybe he will bring in 100 million Egyptian refugees and put them on falafel stamps and give them all PETA credits. I don't know what this man is liable to do. Since he's increasingly detached from reality, anything is possible. So 100 million Egyptian refugees could be announced. After all, he just gave away another, how many billion was it in Africa? Billions that he created out of thin air? Well, okay, we're living in a suspended animation here on the Savage Nation. We can't believe what's going on. But, you know, I'm really not shocked that the people threw out Morsi, the stooge of Obama. The only question I'm asking you today is, how come you didn't know what I knew within a month of the so-called Arab Spring when I named it the Arab Winter? How come I'm the only one in the media who called it the Arab Winter within about a week of the Arab Spring? How come I'm the only one who said that it will be the Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood, who will take over Egypt? How come? And you never heard of Michael Savage. You heard he's a bad guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I always know what I'm talking about. I'm 100% right. And I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to read you pages 171, 177, and 178, sections of it from my Trickle-Down Tyranny book, which I wrote a year or so ago, long before this occurred. And you ask yourself who the smartest man in the media is. I may as well lay my cards on the table. I'm sick and tired of being humble. I am tired of being humble on this show. I am tired of being filled with humility on this show. I am tired of holding back my feelings and opinions on this show. Here's what I wrote. The book was published before this occurred. Trickle-Down Tyranny. Under Egypt, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak had long been a U.S. ally and had kept the radical Muslim Brotherhood out of power for more than 40 years prior to Obama's intervention. The president suddenly insisted at the beginning of February 2011 that a transition to a so-called democratic government in Egypt, quote, must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, it must be begin now. With that absurd statement, the idea that transitions of power in the Middle East could be peaceful and could result in democratic governments, Obama revealed one of two things. Either he and his ivory tower advisors are hopelessly naive regarding what's going on, or he is secretly on the side of Muslim radicals and believes that the overthrow of our allies will hasten their rise to power. Less than 2 weeks after Obama made his mincing declaration that Mubarak must go, his director of national intelligence, James Clapper, claimed that the Muslim Brotherhood was largely secular. Within hours, the administration refuted Clapper's absurd claim, reinforcing the fact that its foreign policy is chaotic at best, subversive at worst. In addition to revealing the administration's ineptitude, its positions with regard to Egypt, I wrote, helped reveal where Obama really stands, firmly against the strong ally of the United States and Israel. While the Mubarak regime was dictatorial, it did maintain order in the streets and suppress Islamist radicals. It also maintained peace with Israel. Within a matter of weeks, Mubarak stepped down. As the left-wing press and the Obama administration were congratulating themselves on ousting Mubarak and the Muslim Brotherhood was moving toward taking over Egypt, the Egyptian military stepped in and took charge. If you didn't see what was coming, let me explain it to you. This was all written by me well over a year ago. As I told you in the previous chapter, Obama is an avowed anti-Semite. He's pro-Muslim, anti-Judaism. He's also anti-Christian. And his ongoing attack on Christianity is not confined to the United States. His support of the ouster of Mubarak, under whom Coptic Christians were allowed to worship in peace, has led to the rise of violence toward Christians by Muslims. In October 2011, 26 Christians were killed and hundreds more wounded in attacks by the Egyptians. The attack occurred as Christian groups marched through Cairo in protest against the burnings of their churches. Egyptian Muslims pelted them with rocks. Well, I don't have to read you anymore. I saw what was coming. How could I, a quiet, humble man, with no connections whatsoever to Washington, virtually no friends in the world, a man alone, how could I see all of this? How is it possible? How come I saw it was coming? How come I saw that all of this was organized by George Soros? You say, well, where'd you get that from? He wrote about it. He boasted about it. It was the George Soros think tank that funded the original concept of the Arab Spring. And his architect is none other than that rousing anti-Semite, Brzezinski. Brzezinski, remember him? Jimmy Carter's SS officer, Zbigniew Brzezinski. That's my interpretation of Brzezinski. He would look very good in an SA uniform, in case you're thinking of casting the part. So Brzezinski wrote this plan for an Arab Spring, a longtime Jew hater, a longtime Israel hater, and as a result, what happened? What happened? Well, what happened is Egypt fell into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. But first, before that, Libya fell into the hands of Al-Qaeda. Now the very same lunatics are trying to make sure that Syria falls into the hands of extremists. So it was Hillary Clinton, it was Barack Obama, it was the entire group of academic leftists who have done this to the world. 855-407-282. It's all in trickle-down tyranny. New York Times bestseller, and you should read it. You should read it. What can I tell you? So that's your Obama. Where is he now? It's interesting to me, by the way, that while this revolution is occurring in Egypt, Barack Obama is still in Africa along with George Bush and the wives. Isn't that funny? Are they hiding in Africa? Do they fear that some people in America might decide it's time to throw him out? Don't even think about it. Yeah, I'll tell you my emotional gut feeling about this. When I watched the Egyptians celebrating in Tahrir Square today, I felt that they were freer than we are. I cannot believe the world is so topsy-turvy that the Egyptians in Tahrir Square looked more free than the American people do in this country under this tyrant, Obama. We are so under the gun of Obama and Janet Napolitano and the FBI and the CIA and the NSA that we're afraid to go out in the streets of our own country. The Egyptians had more freedom. And I'll tell you something else. The reason the Egyptians have freedom is because they had a strong independent military who overthrew Mubarak. Tell me what happened to our military since Barry took over this country. He purged the generals who might have stood up against him. I will name them. He got rid of Petraeus on no charges whatsoever. He got rid of McChrystal on no charges whatsoever. They were brought down for no reason whatsoever. He then fired three major league generals after Benghazi who were ready to preserve and protect our property and our ambassador. He got rid of them. He then astonishingly fired a brilliant naval group commander, an admiral. He fired him for using profanity at his own party. He purged the military. He did what Stalin did, but instead of shooting them, he castigated them with lies and threw them out. You are living in a dictatorship. The Egyptians have more freedom. Make no mistake about it. This country has become a lockdown police state under this administration. And you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet, but we have no military to protect us from these despots. A few small people in the administration are controlling the entire country, and there's 350 million people acting like slaves in this country. They don't have the brains to even say enough is enough. We'd have no opposition party. We have no two-party system. Well, I think I've said enough for this July 4th. I've given you my Independence Day speech. I gave it to you one day sooner. Never forget what I said to you tonight. The Egyptian people are freer than we are. Let me take your calls. WMAL in Florida. I'm sorry, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Robert, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, since around the fall of 2010, I currently work for the FBI. Eric Holder has ordered that basically through, if you look into it a little bit, through the fusion centers and other spots where people think they're doing their patriotic duty to basically report on their pastors and other religious organizations. Mostly, basically every church that has over 500 or 600 people, I can almost guarantee you, has an informant in there that reports monthly to the FBI.
So, in other words, they're doing it to churches, not to mosques?
No, not compared to the mosques and everything. That's too touchy of an issue and everything, but...
Oh, you mean, but it's not touchy to spy on Christians, but it's too touchy to spy on Muslims? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes, I am.
So I don't know. I don't know who you really work for. You could just be a random caller. But what you say is not unbelievable. I know what we're dealing with here. I know the history of Obama and Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett. We know who they are. It's a reign of terror, and it's only just begun.
I made up my mind 5 minutes before the show, was seeing how busy it was, and I knew I could call you and let you know this because it's just I'm on a secure line right now. It's just before the 4th of July, but I can tell you that they were supposed to stop it just before the election, but they kept the program going a little bit at a time. But basically,
well, if you claim to be working for the FBI, are they planning some kind of roundup here in America? What are they planning?
Oh, no, they have open lines for some of the intelligence area, and they basically have for some of our top intelligence analysts, basically are basically told just to let, basically, I guess it also points into the thing with the 15,000 Russian troops, also giving them information basically on what the NSA is doing. The way they do it is they route it overseas. That way it's not routed over here, so there's no way to track it. Basically,
they route what overseas?
Intelligence, basically on, basically they've had it on the churches.
But you're saying that they've put spies inside churches and political groups in America to spy on them. That's what you're saying.
Right, but these are people that think that they're doing their patriotic duty, but then they store all the information they get from them and keep names, knowing who the pastors are associated with.
Well, this is what Hitler did. This is what Stalin did. He penetrated the churches first.
Yep.
Now, why would Eric Holder be wanting to spy on churches? What's he looking for?
I have no idea. But that's really, really concerned me over the while. I've been physically sick. It's just really bothered me and other people that I know and everything. So I'm actually...
All right. I don't know what to say. I can't verify that caller really works for the FBI. But, hey, you know, you're shocked by that call. You're surprised that this group of despots and anti-American... administration, you're shocked that they'd be spying on you? You know, we're having a guest on at the bottom of the hour named Waleed Shobat, a former terrorist, a Palestinian-American Christian who converted from Islam, ex-terrorist, arrested, member of the PLO. He's been on the show before. He will tell you that the imams in America today are the terror supporters in America. He says the imams were the prime recruiters for terrorism in the 80s. And they are still the prime recruiters for terrorism today in the United States of America. And he said the imams are holding terror conferences all over the USA to this day. That's a man who was a terrorist himself. And your president, your attorney general, is spying not on the imams, not on the mosques, not on the Islamabads, no, not on the little towns around America filled with Muslims training for revolution, and there are many reports that are coming in all the time of such communities that have military, paramilitary training going on with live rounds, live ammunition. No, they're not spying on them. They're spying on you. So you say, well, what can I do about it? I don't know. Look at the Egyptians. They were powerless, I thought. Take a look at them. There's a million of them in Tahrir Square. The tyrant is arrested. That's because they have an independent military. We have no independent military. We have stooges. Yes men is all we have. He got rid of any independent-minded, scholarly American hero like McChrystal, like Petraeus. They were great American generals. They were genuine war warriors. These were not just intellectual technocrats. They were warriors, unlike the fraud who's the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff's right, Chaff Staff right now. He's the chairman of the Joint Chief of Chaff, is who Dempsey is. Dempsey is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Chaff. Dempsey has permitted the trial or non-trial of the Muslim murderer, Colonel Nidal Hassan, who committed the greatest massacre in American military history right on this soil, he's permitted him to get away with murder. You don't know that, do you? You have no idea what's going on around you. So how many of you really know this? 20% of the population. That's a lot of people. I do not know one business owner. I do not know one independent entrepreneur. I do not know one person who actually works for a living and believes in the American way who does not believe we're living in a dictatorship by Obama. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com. And Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Is a vote. Traffic southbound 101 Woodside Road still an overturned injury crash. Right lane block. Traffic backed up before Whipple. Southbound 101 still slow and go from 380 down to the Highway 92 turn and the San Mateo Bridge. It's going to be sluggish leaving Foster City. Northbound 101 still slow. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. City Street approaches to the lower deck also all jammed. Northbound 101 heavy in Marin County. Sausalito up to Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB, so get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Celebrate July with clean carpets from Zero Res. Zero Res uses empowered alkaline water instead of shampoo or harmful chemicals. The cleaning water is so pure you can even drink it. And so effective, it's rated platinum by the Carpet and Rug Institute. Zero Res leaves your carpets fluffy, fresh, and they'll dry quickly. Zero Res makes cleaning your carpet an experience. I can tell you they do a great job. I'm Mike Amatori, and I've used Zero Res. For the next 30 callers only, you can clean a minimum 3 rooms for only $44 per room. You do that, and Zero Res will throw in a hallway for free. Commercial customers get a free quote. A trip charge may apply, so call for details and get 3 rooms at $44 each and a free hallway. It's a limited-time offer. Call 877-321-0739 or online at ZeroBayArea.com. Remember, for the next 30 callers, you'll get 3 rooms cleaned at $44 per room, and they'll throw in a hallway for free. 877-321-0739.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, let's wish our Egyptian friends the best of luck. I personally never met an Egyptian. I mean, I have very little at stake in Egypt. My ancestors built the pyramids. Okay, that's true, but we never had the lease. We never got the lease, and we never had any ownership. But all right, we have some connection to Egypt, so I have a little affinity for it. Most of the Egyptians that I see in pictures look like my uncles, but I don't know. Why is it that when I see them in Tahrir Square, a million of them, they look freer than we do in America? Where we're like living in a prison camp, like a lockdown prison camp, where everyone fears the government spying on them. Everyone fears their friends are going to turn them in. We're like living in a dictatorship. How come they have freedom? This is my emotional reaction to the Egyptian uprising. Why aren't there a million people in the streets of America saying enough is enough with this clown, this criminal in the White House? How does he spend $100 million on a trip to Africa at a time like this? How? Without a word from the stooges in the media. Because I told you, I wrote it. I spoke it in 1998, beware the government media complex. Once we lost the press, we lost the country. And moreover, once the press became what they are, which is an arm of the Democrat machine, Democrat socialist machine, this is why there's no opposition in the country. There's no two-party system. Where is the two-party system today? Where is that drunk Boehner today? That stooge with Mantan and the pink tie? Where is that stooge? That's your idea of a vigorous opposition and a vigorous democracy? The drunk with the Mantan and the pink shirt? That's why you have what you have in the White House. Because there's no opposition party. You have an oligarchy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Star Talk 560 KSFO. BART negotiations continue at this time. A little bit of a dinner break, but they are coming back to the tables to try and end this three-day-old strike. Meanwhile, commute out of San Francisco, combine that along with your getaway commute, it's still slow. Getting a little better, but northbound 101 heavy from 280 to the lower deck. City Street approaches sluggish as well. Southbound 101 heavy, 380 down towards Highway 92, and the San Mateo Bridge sluggish over to Hayward. Southbound 101 at Woodside, an accident. It was blocking the right lane. Traffic backed up to before Whipple, almost to Holly, and now headed for the Dumbarton Bridge, eastbound past University, stall right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for incredible deals like 0.9% APR financing for 60 months on the Fit, Pilot, and CRV. Shop Honda.com now for details.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game!
Chop
Swap! Judy, spin the meat wheel!
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or...
swap it!
...for the New York pork chop!
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Chop Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's the Savage Nation. We're talking about the revolution in Egypt. We're talking about the fact that the people seem to be freer than we are in America. We're talking about the fact that the reason they're free of the Muslim Brotherhood is because there was an independent military in Egypt that the people counted on to overthrow the dictatorship that was installed by Obama and Hillary Clinton and his gang. By the way, make no mistake about it. He was installed by Obama. Now Obama's acting shocked. He's saying, calling for civilian rule. What the hell does he mean by civilian rule? What does he mean, civilian rule? What civilian? Some Islamo-fascist in a suit? Let's take a quick call and we go to our guest. Andrew, WABC, fire away.
Dr. Savage, Martin Luther King was a Republican. He would be a great opposition, but sadly we don't have him. And Eric Holder.
All right, thanks for the call. I love when they tell you what they're going to say. We have it on the board. Then they get up, then suddenly they're on a soapbox in Union Square. It's 1935 all over. Not even what he said he was going to say. All right, let's go to somebody more important than a random. We have Waleed Shubat, self-proclaimed ex-terrorist. He lectures on the dangers of Islamic radicalism, strong supporter of the State of Israel. He fought for jihad, was a member of the PLO, involved in terror activity, imprisoned in Jerusalem for 3 weeks, recruited to plant the bomb in Bethlehem. You want to hear any more? Let's go to Waleed. Waleed, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Waleed, you know, I've been really railing right now because I see the Egyptians in Tahrir Square. I see jubilance. I see more freedom there than I do here.
You know, I wish that the American people would behave the way the Egyptians behave at times, especially when it comes to the gay parade. I deal with my Christian friends all the time. Say, we got to treat them with love and everything. I say, well, you know, go to Russia and see how they treat gay parades over there.
But it's not about gayness over there in Egypt right now. It's about a Muslim brotherhood that was installed by Obama. So that's the first question to you. Do you think that Obama and Hillary Clinton purposely installed the Muslim Brotherhood, or it was by happenstance?
Well, you know, I believe it was absolutely on purpose. I mean, you look at Obama when he opened the Pandora box in Egypt. He went there with a speech written by Rashad Hussein, and then he told the Egyptian government at that time under Hosni Mubarak that everybody must be present, and including the Muslim Brotherhood, which was, by the way, outlawed in Egypt. It's considered a terrorist organization.
That's right. Aren't they the people who killed the prior prime minister of Egypt before Mubarak, who's who everyone forgot by now?
That's correct. Ayman Zawahiri was involved. All these people were involved. The Muslim Brotherhood was involved. Very clear. It was an Islamic revolution. So Obama went there, and he basically enforced the idea of democratically electing a non-democratic party. How does that make sense?
Yes, democratically electing, in other words, a Nazi fascism of sorts under a religious umbrella.
That's correct. The Muslim Brotherhood is the umbrella organization for all the Islamic terrorist Sunni organizations, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, even Ansar al-Sharia, which operated in Libya.
But did you hear what Obama said today? He's concerned over Egypt, calls for civilian rule, and he calls on Egypt's armed forces to return power to civilian authorities. Which civilian authorities does Obama want to return to? The Muslim Brotherhood?
That's a good question. Obama, who represents the United States and should support this revolution that's going on now,
yes.
He was against kind of Morsi's ousting. You know, he gave, in fact, I looked at Al Jazeera today, an Arabic newspaper expressed, they stated that Obama expressed distress for removing Morsi, while Bashar al-Assad was glad, stating that he is glad for the fall of an Islamist regime. Obama asked not to arrest Morsi, while Bashar al-Assad says anyone who uses political Islam needs to be removed. He addressed Morsi saying, you cannot cheat the people for long. The Egyptians are Arab nationalists. Excuse me, I think Obama should learn from Bashar al-Assad how to speak on this scenario. In fact, I think we should get even Bashar al-Assad to represent this country instead of Obama.
Waleed, this is becoming increasingly worrisome to myself and others who've studied Obama and Hillary Clinton. They installed an Islamist regime in Libya. They've installed an Islamist regime in Egypt, which the people threw out today. They're trying to install an Islamist regime in Syria. What the heck is their ultimate end here?
Well, you see, it's the answer to your question is twofold. The first thing is that the United States is concerned about the rise of Iran and the cyber rattling of Iran and so on and so forth, so they want to neutralize Iran. This happens all the time. The other issue is they want to basically create chaos in the Middle East. For whatever reason, I think Obama is very much, his passion is towards the Islamists. I mean, Americans have to wake up. They have been snookered. This is a known fact all over the Middle East. Everybody in the Middle East knows Obama's affiliation is really towards, you know, the Muslim movements all over. I mean, even if I look at scholars.
So wait, are we watching? I mean, you're saying things that I've been frightened to even think. But every day it seems more obvious to me that the entire administration is Islamist-friendly and has an antipathy towards Christianity. They're suspicious of Christians, and they're not suspicious of imams in America. This is a subject dear to your heart. What do they want here? What is their end game?
Well, we always have to understand that the liberal movement, its main goal is really the destruction of Christianity in America and globally. I mean, why would we send weapons to Syria? I mean, there was a Christian had his head chopped off, Marsoua Mourad. Nobody talked, you know, very few discussed.
Are you talking about the 17-year-old who had his head cut off in Syria by the Islamists who Obama's sending weapons to 2 weeks before he decided to send them weapons, that kid?
The Catholic priest, Francois.
Oh, no, I was talking about the boy who insulted Islam, was decapitated in front of his parents in Syria by the people we're supporting.
Right, and there was also reports of a girl who also had her parents' heads chopped off. I watch head chopping galore on YouTube. It's all over. I mean, this is what is installed when we send weapons. And you have people like even John Kerry going there and sitting with a terrorist, supporting the terrorist regime. It is the removal of Arab nationalism. That's what they're looking for to do, and establishing an Islamic system, because I believe Obama's sympathies is with Islam. It's obvious. I mean, Americans have to come to...
Yeah, but Waleed, you say things that are revolutionary in their import, things I myself have sometimes not even dared to think. Is he a sleeper? Are you suggesting that he's a sleeper for the opposition?
Absolutely, yes. If you look,
oh God, come on! You don't really mean that.
Well, you know, you look at Obama's family, you look at his connections, you look at his support for Morsi. You look at what the Egyptians did in Libya, even when killing Stevens. You look at sending all this weaponry to Egypt, F-16s and all kinds of things, billions of dollars. What else is there to answer for that question?
Well, okay, so he sent F-16s and tanks to the Islamist regime in Egypt. Where are those weapons today, and what has Israel got to say about all this?
Well, I mean, the weapons goes to the military. As far as Israel, it's very concerned. Israel right now is caught between several countries. You know, you have Egypt, and they have the Palestinian situation. With the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, now it's removed. But had it remained there, that would create a major problem for Israel-Palestinian negotiations with Mahmoud Abbas. If you notice Mahmoud Abbas, he was glad to see the Muslim Brotherhood removed, because he knew ahead of time that Hamas will take control if and when the Muslim Brotherhood remains in Egypt. So it's a dire situation, and ousting Syria is the last bone. Once Syria, Bashar al-Assad is ousted, then you have an entire Islamist regime that surrounds the state of Israel, and that's very dangerous for the state of Israel.
Isn't that what John Kerry and Obama want, is Israel to be forced to the bargaining table to give up half of its territory? Is that not what they want?
Yes. I mean, the way it goes is that you look at Turkey. I mean, they're trying to make Turkey to be the supervisor in the region. And Turkey wants to basically bring Egypt, the Palestinians, into a peace negotiation, which is a hudna. I mean, Americans need to start grasping these issues of hudna and understanding how this whole thing works.
Wait, what does hudna mean, hudna?
Yes.
I don't know the difference between hudna and halavar. What does hudna mean?
Hudna really is not a peace treaty. It's a ceasefire treaty. If you look at the history of Islam, Muhammad had a Hudna treaty with the Quraysh tribe, in which a Hudna treaty could go up to 10 years, but must be broken. In other words,
So in other words, it's a Trojan horse peace treaty.
Absolutely.
So in other words, your enemy is beating you, so you say, let's have a peace treaty. Meanwhile, you're building up your arms to defeat him.
Correct, and this is what will happen in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood will lay dormant for a little while and will erupt. The situation, you cannot have coup d'etats in Egypt all the time. This is the second coup d'etat. Eventually, with the situation in Egypt, you could have a civil war just like in Syria, and that's what I predict will happen. You know, you have several areas in Egypt that supports Morsi and several other areas that supports the opposition, especially in the Red Sea area where you have tourism. They want more of a modernized system. So you could eventually have Egyptian fighting Egyptian neighborhood to neighborhood, city against city.
Oh, my God. You know what's heartbreaking here? Waleed, you know better than I do. You're from the Middle East. But as an American looking in from the outside, it's almost like Alice in Wonderland to me, the Byzantine nature of Arab societies, the constant trials between Sunni and Shia. we don't truly understand it. The only comparison we can make is the Catholic Protestant issue in Ireland, for example. We'd have to go back 500 years to the Middle Ages in Christianity to understand what's going on, even have a semblance of it, and most of us don't even want to bother. But when I see the people in Tahrir Square celebrating, a million of them, I feel like they have the 4th of July that I want here. Waleed, I saw them celebrating their day of independence today. And here in America, we've been deballed by this administration.
That's correct. With the Middle East, it's very easy to understand it. It's not that difficult. They keep saying it's complicated. It's not. It's, you know, you have it divided between nationalism and Islamism, period. The nationalist movements always will include everybody in the affair. Copts, Shia, Sunni, it doesn't matter. And that's what
Wally, this is music to my ears, because about a year ago I wrote that the only thing that can save America is a nationalist party. People went crazy for the idea. The word nationalism in America has been equated with Nazism, which is why people are afraid of it. Waleed, stay with us and explain to the people about the word nationalism. To me, it means borders, language, and culture. I'll be right back. We're speaking with the one and only Waleed Shobat. And listen to him, because he knows what's going on. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Is a vote. Traffic, Dunbarton Bridge, eastbound, mid-span, stalled car, right lane. Traffic backed up in East Palo Alto. San Mateo Bridge, slow, Foster City to the high rise as people avoid the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, which is still backed up into San Francisco from northbound 101 and Highway 280. Marin County getting better, but still sluggish, northbound 101. Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake. The Nimitz, very heavy, northbound 880 through Fremont from about Mowry all the way into Oakland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Want half off premium fashion? Right now, just $20 gets you $40 to spend at Saks Fifth Avenue off Fifth. Only available at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm putting my faith in the American people that they're waking up from this hypnotic trance known as Obamaism.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
In the populous Muslim nation on earth called Egypt. Obama engineered the overthrow of Mubarak, which led to the installation of the radical Islamist Muslim Brotherhood. The people said to hell with them. We don't want to be dragged back to the 15th century, and they threw them out today. And you don't understand how important this is. I don't think this is going to go as smoothly as others may think. Waleed Shobat is our guest. Waleed, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael.
Waleed, do you fear, as I do, that this is not going to... In other words, they're calling for elections within a year. Right now we have a top judge to run Egypt as an interim president. You know and I know that there's liable to be assassinations of military heads and God knows the civilians who are running the government. There's going to be all sorts of mayhem there, is there not? I fear the Muslim Brotherhood could return to Egypt.
Well, when we think of the Muslim Brotherhood, we must think of the movie The Exorcist. You know, when the demon is weakened, he becomes sort of your mother if you were the priest exorcising the demon. It could masticize itself in any shape, way, or form. It could look...
You mean it could even pretend to be an American president? Nah, I'm just joking. I couldn't help but putting that one in.
When it comes to the American president, I don't understand in this country, Michael. Why is it a problem to say that he has Islamic affiliation? If I suspected Obama was a Mormon or a Shinto or a Hindu or a New Ager, that doesn't seem to be a problem. But if I suspect he was a Muslim, that's a problem. Why? I don't get it.
Because the American people have been beaten up by the Republican Party. In other words, even when that fool McCain was running against Obama the first time, I'll never forget it as long as I live, Waleed. In going into the last debate, the people were demanding that that old fool McCain, that shill, that warmonger, get up there and say that he was a sympathetic toward the radical Muslim causes. You know what McCain said? Oh, now he said, no, he's a nice man with nice children. We shouldn't worry about him. So it's a two-party system that's really one-card Monty. It's an oligarchy. And the fact is that the other party is either too afraid or in on the same story. Well, I don't have an explanation.
Well, I think I do have an explanation. I think we have been conditioned by the American media on daily basis on taboos. Taboos have become the issue. We talk about racism in this country. I don't understand it, Michael. In this country, there's no racism in this country. We exercise the least amount of racism than any other place in the world, yet we talk...
Absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, we talk about it more than any other nation in the world. You know, that's not the situation in the Middle East. They're kind of more frank than here. There's more freedom of speech in the Middle East than there is here.
Amen. Amen. The people are, I think the people are brighter. Waleed, I'm starting to think that an uneducated Egyptian has more political sense than an educated American.
I absolutely agree with you. I deal with Americans all the time. I'm getting tired of even dealing with them. Every time you bring an issue, they talk about love, 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 love. Even the churches, they talk about love all the time. It says love doesn't live in a vacuum. Love comes through truth, justice, law. What happened to law? I asked even my Christian friends, do you think Moses will tolerate gay parades in the Sinai? So you go to Russia, you know, you see how Russians behave. You see even how Putin behaves. It's nothing like what we have in America today. Our freedoms are being taken away every single day. And it seems that there's no voices. Americans should be going to all the churches and be demonstrating in the White House.
Well, we just heard from a caller, Waleed, who claimed to work for the FBI. He said he was a young worker and he couldn't take it anymore. He claimed he was calling on a secure line. His heart was broken. He said they have agents inside every church in America as agents pretending to be members of the congregation who are spying on every church in America while they're not spying on mosques. Do you believe that's possible?
100%. In fact, my own phone is tapped. You know, I can tell even when they...
Well, my radio show is tapped. Do you realize that I am being listened to right now by not only my audience, but the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and members of the Obama Inner Circle? I mean, why should I not believe that since it's a public broadcast?
Yeah, look, I dealt with the FBI. I dealt with them for a decade, and I've seen what they did. I turn in people for them. They don't do anything. They didn't do anything. My own.
How come Homeland Security is buying 2 billion rounds of ammunition? They have urban assault vehicles. They're building a shooting range near LaGuardia Airport. How come DHS and the FBI and the CIA didn't stop the Sarnoff brothers from the Boston Massacre? Do you have any ideas on that one?
No, I would not, but I know that what's happening in America today is what used to happen in Russia under communism, and what's happening in Russia today is what was happening in America decades ago.
Yes. Well, Aldous Huxley predicted that, Waleed, in his book in the 1950s, he wrote that as America and Russia have more and more in common, Russia will start to look more like America, and America will start to look more like Russia. So as they're abandoning their fascist tendencies, we have adopted fascistic tendencies, and while they had no free press and they're gaining some semblance of it, we have completely lost our free press in America. Waleed Shobat, how can people follow you? What do they go to?
My website is very simple, shoebot.com, as you spell the word shoe and the word bat.
shoebot.com. shoebat.com. Waleed, you know what you're talking about, my brother.
You as well.
Thanks for being with us.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Back to the Savage Casbah. I thought that was an incredible interview with a guest, Waleed Shobat, former terrorist who knows just what's going on in America and the Middle East. And most Americans are either naive or could care less, right? I want to read you something from USA Today about what just happened in Egypt, what's happening as we watch it, which is a great revolution. The stooge installed by Obama, Morsi, the Islamist, was thrown out by the very people Obama pretended to care about. Here's an article in the useless newspaper USA Today. What went wrong in Egypt? They write everything. Okay? Now let me read it to you. The mob-backed military ouster Wednesday of Egypt's first democratically elected leader came just 3 days in the year after he took office and launched a presidency that never rose above the narrow desires and broad grievances of the Islamist movement that he belonged to, analysts say. Let me reconstruct that for you. Obama, since he took office, has never risen above the narrow desires and broad grievances of the leftist movement that he belonged to. Let me go on. Army Chief of Staff General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, speaking on national television in front of a row of prominent political and religious leaders, said the military was forced to act after President Mohamed Morsi had refused for weeks to set up a national reconciliation government. Very interesting. Where is our national reconciliation government in America? Where is our national reconciliation government? Where is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? Where the hell is it? We have a petty dictator in the White House abusing the people's treasury, abusing the people's goodwill, abusing America's reputation, and there's no opposition. Now, the reason you have no such opposition in America is because the people are fat and happy. Food stamps, welfare, free care, your care, my care, his care. Now bring in 50 million illegal aliens and throw that into the pot. This has been an incompetent administration, said one Egyptian, citing fuel and gas shortages, electricity cuts, and the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood has burned all its bridges with its former allies. In America, we have no fuel and gas shortages. We have no electricity cuts at all. The people are fat and happy. They can barbecue this weekend. They have all the propane that King of the Hill may need to cook his pork this weekend. So until Americans are hungry, you will have a complete a slow dissolution of the semblances of democracy that we have enjoyed in this nation. I'll read on. For most Egyptians, political legitimacy is more complicated, and Morsi had squandered what he had. Quote, he's been a divisive, polarizing, and incompetent figure, resorting to increasingly authoritarian tactics, stifling speech and criticism, and ignoring police abuse. Really? Does that sound like someone you know? He's been a divisive, Obama, polarizing, Obama, incompetent figure, Obama, resorting to increasingly authoritarian tactics, Obama, stifling speech, Obama, and criticism, and ignoring police abuse, Obama. It sounds familiar to me, but we don't see it yet. We don't see that yet. I'll read on. Rather than focus on improving the lives of Egyptians, everything Morsi did seemed focused to consolidating the hold on power of his Muslim Brotherhood movement, Hanna said. Let me rewrite that. Rather than focus on improving the lives of Americans, everything Obama did seemed focused to consolidating the hold on power of his radical leftist friends in the radical leftist movement, Savage said. I'll go on. Shadi Hamid, director of research at Brookings Doha Center, said Morsi's actions as president were driven by an Islamist mindset formed over decades of persecution and exclusion from power and an ongoing confrontation with leftover elements of a regime that had subjugated the Brotherhood in the past. Let me rewrite that paragraph. This is becoming increasingly shocking, is it not? Michael Savage, director of research at the Savage Center, said Obama's actions as president were driven by a leftist mindset formed over decades of persecution and exclusion from power and an ongoing confrontation with leftover elements of a nation that had subjugated Obama and his brethren in the past. You're starting to see the elements of connection here? I'll go on. The Islamists' quote tendency to paranoia and fears of conspiracy were part of their motivation over the past year, Hamid said. Let me rewrite it. Obama and his minions' tendency to paranoia and fears of conspiracy were part of their motivation over the past year, Savage said. I mean, I'm telling you what I see here is alarming and shocking. It's shocking because we have an emerging dictatorship in the United States of America. But it's not by a man who is wed to a particular form of justice for anyone. You see, if Obama were an honest leftist, if he was concerned really with elevating the plight of the poor, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, would we? He's an imperialist of the worst kind. He steps on his own people and he steps on everyone around the world. And it's all for his own self-aggrandizement. Who ever heard of a president taking a junket for $100 million at a time like this with his wife and children? That's why you haven't seen too many pictures of the Obamas on their travel junket. I don't have to make the odious comparison of what if a Republican had done it, what would the vermin in the media have done? Sorry for using that word. I know it offends too many people. I'll use my own word. What would the Salenterites in the media have done? We'll call them cilenterates. You'll have to go to the invertebrate dictionary for that one. But actually, they're not cilenterates. See, they're not as spineless as you think. They're not spineless at all. They're actually very tough and rugged, the leftists in the media. They have exactly what they want, and they're pushing their communist agenda as rapidly as they can. They're not spineless. Don't misinterpret who the leftist media is. You say, oh, they're spineless. They're not spineless. They've never had it so good. They are installing their apparatus as rapidly as they possibly can through every institution of America with a little help of the inner circle of the Obama administration. I think I've said all I've got to say today. There's not much more I could say. Now I'm going to go back to bread and butter issues in America, because here's an interesting article about jobs in America. I think maybe that'll appeal to many of the readers. It came out today that almost all the new jobs in America that have been created since the year 2000, here it is, I'll read it to you. Immigrants account for all job gains since 2000. Native-born workers' employment has fallen. Immigrants, both legal and illegal, have accounted for all of the job gains in the U.S. labor market since 2000, according to a report that highlights the stiff competition for jobs in a tight economy as Congress debates adding more workers to the mix. So Obama, the abomination, has the nerve to dump 50 million illegal aliens on this country. And who do you think is going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for it? The poorest sector of the American working class will pay for it, both black and white. They're going to be out. They're going to be pushed out of entry-level jobs by the illegal aliens. And who's going to pay for the health care of the illegal aliens? Mainly the young people in America, the fools, the potheads, the party animals, the tattooed people, the people who concern themselves only with partying and getting high. They think Obama's a fabulous fellow because he's young like them and he's thin like them and he looks cool like them. He doesn't know that he just outsmarted all of them. He used them to get elected. Now he's going to use them to pay the tab. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. 800-BUYCOIN.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Don in San Jose.
Rick, I've seen carpet for 70% off. Will Conklin Brothers do that?
Big numbers come with small print, Don. Do you have their disclaimer?
Yeah, it's right here. Offer is only valid on base material price on select in-stock styles. Excludes installation, padding, all other materials, miscellaneous charges. Wow. So they lowball some carpet, charge extra for the pad, the installation, and who knows what else.
Still want Conklin Brothers to do that?
No, thanks. But they do bring their samples to your home.
Conklin Brothers will do that. We have a new mobile showroom. We'll bring you anything you want to see.
Not just select in-stock styles?
Anything. You can schedule the mobile showroom at ConklinBrothers.com or come see us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Well, thanks for the reality check, Rick.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Don.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On this eve of America's Day of Independence from the British, celebrating the overthrow of the king, we witness the overthrow of the dictator in Egypt, and we see the president pouting that his stooge, the dictator of Egypt, was thrown out by the military in Egypt. And today, the president of the United States has the nerve to say to the people, you must put a regular government back in, not a military government. What does he mean by a regular government? You mean someone in a business suit can't be a fascist? You mean someone in a business suit can't be a Nazi? Hitler didn't wear an army uniform. Mussolini didn't wear an army uniform. They wore suits. I mean, what, wearing a suit makes them into a legitimate civilian government? Sometimes the military is a better government. But we don't have that in America. We have no capacity for it. Obama has purged anyone in the military with the brains and the guts to have stood up to them. Let's go to the callers. Chris on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Micah, you mentioned that the Egyptian people seem more free than we are. I'm a new listener. I'm not sure if you were agreed or disagreed with the Occupy movement. I think the Occupy movement, although it may have been misdirected, it should have been more toward the government. To me, it was an uprising against fascism, the corporate control. Well,
now you're off track here. You almost had it right, Chris. Dr. Savage will set you straight. Here's the Savage truth. The Occupy movement trashed the property of working people. It never stood against this tyrannical regime. In fact, the Occupy movement was supported by this tyrannical regime specifically to intimidate the middle class.
Okay.
See, Chris, it's easy to think that those vermin in the streets, those drug-addicted left-wing fascists who call themselves occupiers, stood for something noble and good. They were the shock troops of the Obama administration. Nancy Pelosi supported them. Obama supported them. The entire radical fringe of the Democrat Party supported them. They were put there to scare off the Tea Party and to scare off the middle class. That's all they ever stood for. They never once went to the White House and said, tear down these walls, Mr. President.
That's a good.
Where is the great Occupy movement today? Now that we know that the NSA has been spying on all Americans, nowhere to be seen, right? Because they were organized, run, and financed by the Obama administration. So pay close attention, Chris. Watch the bouncing ball, and I'm glad you're at least intelligent enough. I shouldn't say that. That you're interested enough to ask that question. Thank you very much for the call, and I hope you remain a new listener forever. That opens up one line, 855-400-7282. I thought this would be like a throwaway show before July 4th. You know, most people are on vacation. I'm not on vacation. Others are on vacation. Here is one of the most momentous days in Middle Eastern history, which is the greatest foreign policy disaster for Barack Obama. It should be his greatest setback. But because we have a non-existent critical press, put it in those terms, the average schmuck won't even know what happened. They won't even trace it back to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, George Soros and Brzezinski. They won't even remember the origins of the revolution orchestrated by this country to throw out Mubarak, a dictator, yes, but he had suppressed the Muslim Brotherhood, rightly so, for 40 years. And, moreover, he kept peace with Israel for 40 years. We've had chaos. Moreover, the people are hurting in Egypt as a result of Obama's misguided leftist policies. The Libyans are suffering as a result of his misguided leftist policies. And now the Syrians are suffering from his misguided leftist policies. Everywhere you turn, what you see is chaos and mayhem produced by this incompetent leftist administration. Now you say, well, why isn't the opposition party saying these things? Who the hell are you to say anything, Savage? After all, who are you? Nobody. It's one man's opinion. You don't have to believe me. Go believe John Boehner. He knows the truth. Sink comes up from the rummy drink there. He'll come out, come out of the cloakroom. He'll have the man tan and the pink shirt. Guarantee Obamacare never got through the House. This is all you're going to get, the double talk. Like an old union double talker. That's what Boehner looks to me like. An old politician from the union days in the steel mills. Someone who looked good and talked good, tall guy, nice looks, a front man, stands for nothing. There is no Republican Party anymore, as we all know. So once we lost the two-party system and we have an oligarchy where they all basically agree behind closed doors on how to gull the people, this is why you have Obama getting away with what he gets away with, because he's not doing it. He's a front man for the established powers, period, end of story. There is no opposition. Where are the floor speeches opposing this man? Where'd they go? There are none. So all that's left are people who know what's going on, who have the capacity to put two and two together and say it, or write it, or post it. That's all that stands between you and a FEMA camp. That's all. KSFO, James, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. Yeah, it's like you were saying, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist in this situation, and that's what they're afraid of. That's why we have 1,500 or however many Russian troops on U.S. soil. That's why the Department of Homeland Security is buying up ammo and setting up a shooting range by LaGuardia. It's basically the 1700s again. No taxation without representation, all that jazz. And eventually the U.S. is going to wake up, and that's what they're preparing for. And hi to the NSA, who is no doubt listening to my call at this point.
Yeah, well, they can all go to hell. Who is the NSA? What are they? A bunch of college punks who took a job inside the FBI or the NSA? Have you seen their faces? Have you seen the faces of the FBI and the NSA today? Have you seen what they look like? They're the schmucks in the nightclubs that you see in the country. They're the idiots walking in the streets. Who are they? What are they, ex-military men who care about the country? They're a bunch of soulless robots. They don't even know what country they're living in. Okay. I've said enough. I've had my fun. Now what? I guess I should be silenced. I'm an enemy of the state. I'm an enemy of the state. Things are getting very bad in this country. I know many of you don't want to see it because it frightens you. Don't think it doesn't, you know, frighten or concern me. I'm not a fool. No one in this country is immune from this emerging dictatorship. We all understand what's going on in this country. Anyone with a semblance of understanding of history, a semblance of it. Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. Santayana wrote that, Spanish philosopher. Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. We're repeating history. The Egyptians seem to have more jubilance today than we do. We're supposed to be celebrating tomorrow. not stuffing ourselves like geese. So what are we celebrating? What's July 4th? Who know? Why do I know? A firecracker. Who remembers what it was? Well, it's what the Egyptians are celebrating today. They're July 4th. They're celebrating the overthrow of a dictatorship. We celebrated the overthrow of a dictatorship, King George. And what you don't understand is they have more freedom in Egypt right now than we do. They have a sense of liberty that we don't even understand anymore. I don't know if the people want to be free. That's the conclusion I'm coming to. I think it's become like 1984, where freedom is slavery. Remember that line, that incredible line we read in college or high school? Orwell's 1984, the slogans of the dictatorship of the totalitarian regime. Freedom is slavery. You don't want to be free. You want to be enslaved, because freedom is the real slavery. War is peace. You remember that book? Remember the character Savage in 1984? Remember the reservation? You don't remember any of that. Remember the babies being made in test tubes? All you alphas, betas, deltas, and gammas?
Savage. His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Thomas, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. It was another slow afternoon commute today out of San Francisco. Day three of the BART strike. BART officials say it could take 24 hours to get trains running once the strike has ended. No end in sight at the moment, although negotiations continue this evening. Just in time for 4th of July, Tesla Motors today opened two new superchargers along Highway 101 between San Francisco and Los Angeles. The charging stations in Atascadero and Buellton will make it cheaper and faster for owners who own the all-electric Tesla cars to charge up while traveling between San Francisco and L.A. Speaking of travel, get out of town weekend. The biggest delay now, northbound 880 Union City in Alvarado Niles had a crash in the three left lanes. All lanes now open, traffic recovering, but it is slow from about Automall Parkway. Northbound 101 still bumper to bumper. 280 onto the lower deck with some city streets still jammed up trying to get to the deck as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-635-3025. 800-635-3025.
Celebrate July with clean carpets from Zero Res. Zero Res uses empowered alkaline water instead of shampoo or harmful chemicals. The cleaning water is so pure you can even drink it. And so effective, it's rated platinum by the Carpet and Rug Institute. Zero Res leaves your carpets fluffy, fresh, and they'll dry quickly. Zero Res makes cleaning your carpet an experience. I can tell you they do a great job. I'm Mike Amatori, and I've used Zero Res. For the next 30 callers only, you can clean a minimum three rooms for only $44 per room. You do that, and Zero Res will throw in a hallway for free. Commercial customers get a free quote. A trip charge may apply, so call for details and get three rooms at $44 each and a free hallway. It's a limited-time offer. Call 877-321-0739 or online at ZeroBayArea.com. Remember, for the next 30 callers, you'll get three rooms cleaned at $44 per room, and they'll throw in a hallway for free. 877-321-0739.
iHeartRadio plays your favorite station and over 1,500 more live local stations through your mobile device. So when you leave town, you can still hear the sounds and programming you love and discover more like music, sports, news. There's lots there, and iHeartRadio is always free. Just download the app for Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows Phone, and more. Find out what over 20 million registered users already know at iHeartRadio.com.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, international politics are fascinating, and I've generally been right about them. In fact, in my book from 2005 called Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, I said that it's likely, or actually I feared, that the Iraq War could go bad and that we would see the emergence of a new Persia, and that Iran would be the big winner with a great Shia movement throughout the Middle East. Unfortunately, my most dire fears were correct. At that time, I'm usually very right on international. I make some mistakes domestically. Generally, I'm right internationally, as my audience of 19 years will probably tell you. Those who've read my books follow me fanatically. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you I'm afraid of with Egypt. How about the Suez Canal? How about the 1979 Camp David Treaty? Does that even enter the mind of Obama? What if we lose naval access to Egypt's Suez Canal as a result of Obama's bungling and Hillary Clinton's meddling? What if the fragile 1979 Israel-Egypt peace treaty is destroyed as a result of this meddling in Egypt? After all, we had Mubarak who signed the deal, who respected the deal, rather. He didn't sign it in 79. Maybe he did, I don't remember. But he respected it. Egypt, the largest Muslim nation on earth, 80 million people, has been at peace with Israel. Has been under the Muslim Brotherhood, who we were giving F-16s and M1 Abrams tanks. Why would we assume that this $1.3 billion in aid and the delivery of 20 F-16 multi-role fighters to the Egyptian Air Force would not be used against our interests in the Middle East? And what do we know about now? What's going to happen now? I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood is out of power, theoretically, but the generals are in power. How do we know that they're not going to want to go on a more militant course with the United States now to get even with the United States for having installed Morsi over their objection? They were very happy with Mubarak. Remember, they were not thrown out after Morsi took over. Initially, they were pushed aside. Then they came back. So right now, the very people who Obama and Hillary Clinton and the administration engineered out of power are now back in power, in essence. So they may say, you know what, the hell with you and your interests. We'll close the Suez Canal. And what would happen then if the canal got closed? Well, Obama could send ships around the Cape of Good Hope. Maybe that's why he's in Africa, to check out the sea conditions. And that would add a little bit of time to deployment from Norfolk, Virginia, to the Persian Gulf or the Indian Ocean, yeah, I suppose. How about the direct U.S. military aid? What's that all about? Oh, it's getting too complicated. I know your mind is on tomorrow's barbecue, and I don't blame you. I'm going to a big ranch barbecue out in Western Marin myself. I generally don't go to such events, but someone I know invited me, and you know I can be just a man amongst people. Take Teddy. He can run around with Shorty, my friend's dog, Shorty. I hope that there's no big farm animals that'll kill him. But, you know, I got to drift off to a Teddy story. Many of you love my dog Teddy, my 10-pound poodle, before I get back to the serious issues at hand on the Savage Nation. I have a dog that brings out the best in people, a little 10-pound poodle. He's a silver gray poodle, and he has long hair. In other words, he looks like a poodle is supposed to look. He doesn't look like an ugly poodle with the shaved hair, right? So people always say, oh, he's so cute. What kind of dog is that? I say, well, that's a poodle. That's what they look like. The point I'm getting at is when I walk him in San Francisco, I've not met anyone of any race that doesn't smile. Even the homeless people who are as miserable as you can get from their life, whatever happened to them, he brings light. He makes them happy. He's one of those little creatures on earth that brings joy to the world. In that sense, he's a pleasure in my life. Today I go to the mall, as I sometimes do before a show, and I'm going to tell you about three encounters. Four black ladies, older, some, you know, they were not well-shaped, they were not well-dressed, they were large in size, and they had a little kid, a grandchild with them. They lit up with them. Well, we had a beautiful conversation. For some reason, I talked to these women about the dog. She's, oh, I know it's a poodle, said one of the ladies. I said, how do you know? She said, I had one and he died last year. I said, you know, this is kind of amazing because before I turned the corner, I ran into you. I was thinking about what's going to happen when he goes to heaven. I said, I'm not going to get another one because it's like losing a spouse. I can't replace him. I don't want one that looks like him. It will never be the same. She said, oh, I know what you mean. She said, I've never gotten another one. It's been over a year. And her eyes, you know, welled up with tears. And I was just amazed. Then I walk along. And I run into two women from Japan. I generally get along great with Asian people. One older, one younger. Again, they smiled. They thought it was a curiosity. What kind of dog is that? I said, a poodle. I thought they would smile. You know what the old witch said? Oh, he looks like he should win the ugly dog contest. Now, all right, what am I going to do, argue with this fool? It was the only person I've met on earth who had something negative to say about my dog. So what's the point of the story? The thing is that people are people of all races. You don't know whether they're going to be good, bad, nice, nasty. You cannot judge a book by its cover. It's been said 1,000 times. It's 1,000 times true. You cannot judge a book by its cover. Nor can you judge Michael Savage by what's written about him on the internet. That's the cover story created by the enemies of the truth. You've read this about me, that about me. It's all nonsense. It's lies. So the closest approximation of who I am is the New Yorker interview of me. I wouldn't say it's my proudest moment. I'd say it was the greatest interview ever done. It's not all, you know, bread and roses by any means. And the thing I'm getting at is you better be very careful who you believe and who you don't believe, especially in these perplexing times. You know, it's as simple as that. There are changes coming in this country that I don't even think any of us can comprehend. You know, sometimes I have these very dark feelings. I go into these dark, horrible moods. I go into these dark, horrible visions, and I have trouble getting out of them. I have a terrible fear for what Obama is and what he's going to do to this country. The more desperate he gets, the closer the people get to finally understanding what's behind that mask. I have fears that the worst of our fears will come true. There's nothing else to explain Janet Napolitano buying 2 billion rounds of 9mm hollow point ammunition, buying urban assault vehicles, and now looking to build a gun range near LaGuardia Airport to train TSA agents who are currently not armed. Why the hell would she want to arm TSA agents? Why? To strip a nun at the airport? She doesn't comply enough, stripping nuns and crippled people and scaring people who are babies in diapers? What do they need guns for? There's only one explanation for it. But you say it can't happen here. That's the point. You keep saying it can't happen here. You keep saying, well, why can't it happen here? Tell me why there can't be a government coup where Obama stays president forever. Tell me why there can't be a coup in this country. Who, John Boehner's going to stand between him and a coup? Who's going to stand between him? Me? Who's going to stand up to this? And reaches a point where it's too late. It's not too late yet. I am telling you, we're very close to that point where it will be too late to stop this cabal from taking over the country for the next 30 years. And it might happen. Say, oh, come on, we're going to be an election. Oh, really? How do you know there's going to be an election? How do you know there's going to be an election? How do you know there's going to be an election? How do you know that the 30 million illegal aliens that Obama wants to stuff down our throats
are not going to be here simply to make certain that term limits will be annihilated and that he'll be president for life, like Idi Amin. How do you know any of this? He shows every sign of being a petty dictator. Now, what has this got to do with the news? Nothing. It's pure speculation. It's paranoia and madness to most people to even listen to this. So I'll stop. Maybe Obama will announce tomorrow in his great magnificence, since he's not in sub-Saharan Africa, but in Africa, that out of the benevolence of his soul, he's going to bring in 100 million Egyptian refugees and put them on falafel stamps. And maybe they can become instant voters. Instead of touching them with a purple dot before they vote, as they do in some of the Middle Eastern countries to show that they did vote, I don't know, perhaps he can have some kind of Obama tattoo that goes on the hand to show they're a member of the club. That's all. 855-407-2822. Remember what I said tonight. Suez Canal, Camp David Treaty. Those are the issues. That's what I think we should be talking about. It's too soon. Arab Spring. Michael Savage wrote it was an Arab winter within a few days or a few, I don't know, months, weeks, days. I don't remember. I don't need the exact number. I saw through it. We saw the Muslim Brotherhood would take over. I did. But who am I to be listened to? I'm not Tom Brokaw, the most trusted name in the American media. Tom Brokaw, or maybe one of the pot-headed comedians on MTV. Maybe that's who you listen to for your political belief. I want to read you the introduction to the paperback edition of Trickle Down Tyranny, not because I care if you buy it. Buy it. Do me a favor, buy it. I'd rather you buy it than don't. I'll read it because I want you to listen to something. I tried to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you weren't paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. I'll tell you why I refer to Tammany Hall when I describe this administration. As one writer explains, the name Tammany Hall was synonymous with rigging elections, awarding municipal contracts, and handing out patronage jobs. Today in the Obama administration, we're witnessing Tammany Hall-like graft and corruption on a scale that couldn't have been imagined back then. The arrogance of the newly elected president is apparent with every pronouncement he makes. We saw it as Obama couldn't be bothered to stay around to complete the fiscal cliff negotiations, but rather delegated the responsibility to underlings while he took a $7 million family vacation. He didn't bother to return to Washington to sign the bill that was finally negotiated, but instead used a robot pen from Hawaii. A recently published list of the 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012 includes most of the key people in the Obama administration. Here's the short list. Obama's energy secretary, Stephen Chu, approved more than $16 billion in government-backed loans to companies that Obama's political bundlers, large donors, or National Finance Committee members either owned or were directly involved in. To this day, not a single official involved in the Benghazi murders has been fixed or fired for their criminally negligent disregard for the safety of our envoys in the most dangerous regions in the world. Barack Obama tops the 10 most corrupt list. He's been at the center of more fraudulent activity than any president in our history. In what was do I have to go on, or is it too much for you? You're ready for the barbecue. I don't blame you. You want to read about Holder? You want to read about my calling the media stenographers? This is what I published in the book and has been used widely since. I've called them stenographers. And I wrote there's no one to stop them. So they let General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt continue to use a little-known tax code provision known as the active financing exception to move profits offshore and thus pay no U.S. corporate tax whatsoever, despite the fact that GE generates approximately $5 billion in revenues every year in the U.S. alone. GE, along with financial giant Citicorp, Citigroup, was successful in lobbying to make sure that an extension of this provision, blah, blah, and so forth and so on. The Motion Picture Association of America, a group of Hollywood film producers who are among the most rabid of Obama's supporters and the people who bear much of the responsibility for the culture of violence in this country, got tax extensions in the fiscal cliff deal for producing films. You can read all about it in the book, Trickle Down Tyranny. And I go on. The China issue is in here.
the connection to Obama, and China is in here, and the weak Republican National Convention is described in here about the eunuchs. I call them eunuchs. You remember the Republican National Convention? It's ancient history. Here's what I wrote. During the RNC convention, one weak male after another came to the stage. A fatso TV prize winner singing God Bless America, sounding and appearing like a castrato. Ann Romney telling the Islamist killers, the Russian gangsters, China's murderers, that her husband, who should lead the free world, ironed his own shirt that morning and does his own laundry. No single eunuch speaker dared to tackle the big problems destroying America. The hordes of illegal aliens eating away at the nation's schools and hospitals and unity. The welfare and food stamp leeches. The Afghani soldiers shooting our boys in the back. The corrupt, incompetent, America-hating occupant of the White House. The billions in fraudulent loans and contracts to his cronies. The corrupt senators and congressmen whose husbands and wives are feasting on lost taxpayer billions. The executive orders that have stolen our freedoms. What is needed now is a new political party, the Nationalist Party. The Nationalist Party, I wrote, must stand for three things that I have talked about since the beginning of the Savage Nation radio show 19 years ago. Borders, language, and culture. Let me stop right there. Let me stop right there because this is the night before, not Christmas, but our Independence Day. And I believe the only thing that could save America is a new party, the Nationalist Party. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance, right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year is going to cost us a little more than last year in terms of these crazy economic policies, but the question is how much? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a special luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Again, Tuesday the 16th, the Hilton in Pleasanton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's Santana Row in San Jose, both at noon for lunch, free, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Don't you love those unexpected auto repair bills? It's a fun process. Your car breaks down, you take it into a service shop, they tell you what's wrong, and then you cry when you see what it will cost to fix. But you pay it because you need your car. Well, stop crying. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 2001 or newer, auto repair bills can be a thing of the past. That's right, you might not have to pay one penny to have your car repaired again. For free information, call National Auto Warranty today. Listen, take this phone number down or store it in your cell phone, but call today to see if your car qualifies. 1-800-547-6420. You must have an auto made from 2001 or newer, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be paid for you. Call National Auto Warranty today at 1-800-547-6420 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Call 1-800-547-6420 for free information. That's 1-800-547-6420.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Told of kings and days of old, but there's no England now.
No England. I love this song by the Kinks.
All those that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
Maybe I should write this No U.S. anymore, but I'm not ready to write that tune. I'm going to read you a story that just happened minutes ago in California that will make you puke. Any parent listening to this show, any decent, Bible-reading, God-fearing human being is about to hear something that will make them sick for the entire weekend. The degenerate scum called the California lawmakers, who are all a bunch of lobbyist scum of the lowest order, just passed a bill minutes ago giving transgender students the right to use any bathroom or locker room. Now, what is the point of passing such a bill? Do you realize that a pervert can claim that they're transgendered? Let's say a perverted kid. There are perverted children, you know. And he says, oh, you know, I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl. I'll put a dress on. I'm going to go to the girl's locker room. Or you get a perverted girl who wants to look. You get the picture? This was just passed by these degenerates in the state of California who cannot balance a budget, cannot fix potholes, cannot build a business, cannot hold on to businesses in the state. All they do every day in every way is try to shock the decent tax-paying citizens of America. California haters passed K-12 transgender rights bill. What does that mean? What does that mean? They can use any restroom based on their gender identity instead of their chromosomes. That's pretty good. That's very interesting. See, existing state law already prohibits California schools from discriminating against students based on their gender identity. But the legislation passed by these degenerates just now spells that out in more detail, making it a crime. So if a boy comes into your daughter's locker room and leers at her now, and your daughter complains, she can now be arrested for violating the so-called transgendered boy's sexual identity rights. That's according to Carlos Alcala, a spokesman for the bill's author. You know who the bill's author is? One of the most vile pieces of garbage the San Francisco area has ever produced. Democratic filth, Tom Ammiano of San Francisco. One of the sickest, most vile creatures ever made. Not because he's gay, but he's demented. He has a vendetta against decent people. I don't care if he's gay, straight. I don't care if he's AC/DC and foot power. This man, Tom Ammiano, is a demon.
who has spent his entire tenure in the state assembly doing one thing only, which is sticking his middle finger in the face of decent people. That's what's going on in America today. That's all. It's as simple as that. Not how to build a business, not how to encourage business, not to lower taxes on those who are taxed to death, not to make sure that oyster farms could stay in business. Did you see what they did to an oyster farm here in California? It's a whole story unto itself. An oyster farm that had been there 100 years was put out of business by these communists. This is the Federal Communist Bureau. Obama's minions, put the oyster farm out of business saying they were polluting the bay. Every study has said they're not polluting the bay. They just want to drive another businessman out of business. And what's even more ironic is that all the liberals of the Bay Area who supported that demented walking sack of garbage, Congresswoman, I won't even mention her name, celebrated the demise of the oyster farm. She hates business, and she put them out of business. That's your government at work. Sick, twisted, anti-American, anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-church, anti-mother, anti-father, anti-police, anti-military, anti-democracy. That's your government. That's your liberal government, you fools.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, you made it. 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 It's Wednesday, July 3rd. Hour number three of the Savage Nation, and guess what? Yeah, you know what? Michael Savage called the Arab Spring the Arab Winter about a week after I saw what was going to happen, which was that the Muslim Brotherhood would take over in Egypt. It has taken over, and the very same reformists in Egypt who toppled Mubarak because of the architecture created by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are now saying the hell with Morsi. He's a dictator and Islamist, and we're not being dragged back into the 15th century and go to hell, and there's been a military coup. And the responsible party for what's gone on in Egypt is none other than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Never forget who did this to Egypt. Mubarak was our best friend in the Middle East for 40 years. They destroyed him. They destroyed Gaddafi. Now they want to destroy Syria. These people are either incompetent or worse. Welcome to the new United Socialist States of America, run by a group of mad fools. Also on MichaelSavage.com, Savage says Zimmerman, guilty. I generally call him as I see him. Listen to my logic. You can download the MP3 on Michael Savage. Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, leaves the bulk of his $70 million estate to Michael's, no, to his two children. Sorry, I misread. Syria, Mrs. Clinton, is Jihad Central, says the Washington Times. And we're sending them weapons. Ex-Mexican official says to the United States, take more illegal aliens from our country. They create a burden for us that we have to carry. You carry them. Don't you love it? Yeah. The reporter who broke the Snowden story has his own communist secrets. He's a terrible man, and I'm starting to doubt the Snowden story. Stay tuned to the Savage Nation to find out more about it. We also learned that Romney didn't want to run in 2012. 10 of the 12 family members voted no. Yeah, right. I really believe that. Rubio, he tricked Rush and Hannity. Only Savage saw through Rubio's fraud. Also on my website, A Time for War, read the reviews of my novel, A Time for War, which makes wonderful summer reading. What else is on MichaelSavage.com? There's a lot, and I don't want to get you crazy for July 4th. We're talking about the revolution in Egypt. We're talking about the fact that the people seem to be freer than we are in America. We're talking about the fact that the reason they're free of the Muslim Brotherhood is because there was an independent military in Egypt that the people counted on to overthrow the dictatorship that was installed by Obama and Hillary Clinton and his gang. By the way, make no mistake about it. He was installed by Obama. Now Obama's acting shocked. He's saying, calling for civilian rule. What the hell does he mean by civilian rule? What does he mean, civilian rule? What civilian? Some Islamo-fascist in a suit? The Egyptians have more freedom. Make no mistake about it. This country has become a lockdown police state under this administration. And you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet, but we have no military to protect us from these despots. A few small people in the administration are controlling the entire country. And there's 350 million people acting like slaves in this country. They don't have the brains to even say enough is enough. We'd have no opposition party. We have no two-party system. Well, I think I've said enough for this July 4th. I've given you my Independence Day speech. I gave it to you one day sooner. Never forget what I said to you tonight. The Egyptian people are freer than we are. And your president, your attorney general, is spying not on the imams, not on the mosques, not on the Islamabads, no, not on the little towns around America filled with Muslims training for revolution. And there are many reports that are coming in all the time of such communities that have military, paramilitary training going on with live rounds, live ammunition. No, they're not spying on them. They're spying on you. So you say, well, what can I do about it? I don't know. Look at the Egyptians. They were powerless, I thought. Take a look at them. There's a million of them in Tahrir Square. The tyrant is arrested. That's because they have an independent military. We have no independent military. We have stooges. Yes men is all we have. He got rid of any independent-minded, scholarly American hero like McChrystal, like Petraeus. They were great American generals. They were genuine war warriors. These were not just intellectual technocrats. They were warriors, unlike the fraud. He's the chairman of the Joint Chief of Chaff, is who Dempsey is. Dempsey is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Chaff. Dempsey has permitted the trial or non-trial of the Muslim murderer, Colonel Nidal Hassan, who committed the greatest massacre in American military history right on this soil. He's permitted him to get away with murder. You don't know that, do you? You have no idea what's going on around you. So how many of you really know this? 20% of the population. That's a lot of people. I do not know one business owner. I do not know one independent entrepreneur. I do not know one person who actually works for a living and believes in the American way who does not believe we're living in a dictatorship by Obama. Why is it that when I see them in Tahrir Square, a million of them, they look freer than we do in America, where we're like living in a prison camp, like a lockdown prison camp, where everyone fears the government's spying on them. Everyone fears their friends are going to turn them in. We're like living in a dictatorship. How come they have freedom? This is my emotional reaction to the Egyptian uprising. Why aren't there a million people in the streets of America saying enough is enough with this clown, this criminal in the White House? How does he spend $100 million on a trip to Africa at a time like this? How? Without a word from the stooges in the media. Because I told you, I wrote it, I spoke it, 1998, beware the government media complex. Once we lost the press, we lost the country. And moreover, once the press became what they are, which is an arm of the Democrat machine, Democrat socialist machine, this is why there's no opposition in the country. There's no two-party system. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-274-9157. 800-274-9157.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brotherhood. The people said the hell with them. We don't want to be dragged back to the 15th century. And they threw them out today. And you don't understand how important this is. I don't think this is going to go as smoothly as others may think. Waleed Shobat is our guest, self-proclaimed ex-terrorist. He lectures on the dangers of Islamic radicalism. Strong supporter of the state of Israel. He fought for jihad, was a member of the PLO, involved in terror activity, imprisoned in Jerusalem for 3 weeks, recruited to plant the bomb in Bethlehem. You want to hear any more? Waleed, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael.
Waleed, do you fear, as I do, that this is not going to... In other words, they're calling for elections within a year. Right now we have a top judge to run Egypt as an interim president. You know and I know that there's liable to be assassinations of military heads and God knows the civilians who are running the government. There's going to be all sorts of mayhem there, is there not? I fear the Muslim Brotherhood could return to Egypt.
Well, when we think of the Muslim Brotherhood, we must think of the movie The Exorcist. You know, when the demon is weakened, he becomes sort of your mother, if you were the priest, exorcising the demon. It could masticize itself in any shape, way, or form. It could look...
You mean it could even pretend to be an American president? Nah, I'm just joking. I couldn't help but putting that one in.
When it comes to the American president, I don't understand in this country, Michael. Why is it a problem to say that he has Islamic affiliation? If I suspected Obama was a Mormon or a Shinto or a Hindu or a New Ager, that doesn't seem to be a problem. But if I suspect he was a Muslim, that's a problem. Why? I don't get...
Because the American people have been beaten up by the Republican Party. In other words, even when that fool McCain was running against Obama the first time, I'll never forget it as long as I live, Waleed. In going into the last debate, the people were demanding that that old fool McCain, that shill, that warmonger, get up there and say that he was a sympathetic toward the radical Muslim causes. You know what McCain said? Oh, now he said, no, he's a nice man with nice children. We shouldn't worry about him. So it's a two-party system that's really one-card Monty. It's an oligarchy. And the fact is that the other party is either too afraid or in on the same story. Waleed, I don't have an explanation.
Well, I think I do have an explanation. I think we have been conditioned by the American media on daily basis on taboos. Taboos have become the issue. We talk about racism in this country. I don't understand it, Michael. In this country, there's no racism in this country. We exercise the least amount of racism than any other place in the world, yet we talk...
Absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, we talk about it more than any other nation in the world. You know, that's not the situation in the Middle East. They're kind of more frank than here. There's more freedom of speech in the Middle East than there is here.
Amen. Amen. I think the people are brighter. Waleed, you know, I've been really railing right now because I see the Egyptians in Tahrir Square. I see jubilance. I see more freedom there than I do here.
You know, I wish that the American people would behave the way the Egyptians behave at times, especially when it comes to the gay parade. I deal with my Christian friends all the time. Say, we got to treat them with love and everything. I say, well, you know, go to Russia and see how they treat gay parades over there.
But it's not about gayness over there in Egypt right now. It's about a Muslim brotherhood that was installed by Obama. So that's the first question to you. Do you think that Obama and Hillary Clinton purposely installed the Muslim Brotherhood, or it was by happenstance?
Well, you know, I believe it was absolutely on purpose. I mean, you look at Obama when he opened the Pandora box in Egypt. He went there with a speech written by Rashad Hussein, and then he told the Egyptian government at the time under Hosni Mubarak that everybody must be present, and including the Muslim Brotherhood, which was, by the way, outlawed in Egypt. It's considered a terrorist organization.
That's right. Aren't they the people who killed the prior prime minister of Egypt before Mubarak, who's who everyone forgot by now?
That's correct. Imam Zawahiri was involved. All these people were involved. The Muslim Brotherhood was involved. Very clear. It was an Islamic revolution. So Obama went there, and he basically enforced the idea of democratically electing a non-democratic party. How does that make sense?
Yes, democratically electing, in other words, a Nazi fascism of sorts under a religious umbrella.
That's correct. The Muslim Brotherhood is the umbrella organization for all the Islamic terrorist Sunni organizations, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, even Ansar al-Sharia, which operated in Libya.
And did you hear what Obama said today? He's concerned over Egypt, calls for civilian rule, and he calls on Egypt's armed forces to return power to civilian authorities. Which civilian authorities does Obama want to return to? The Muslim Brotherhood?
That's a good question. Obama, who represents the United States and should support this revolution that's going on now,
yes.
He was against kind of Morsi's ousting. You know, he gave... In fact, I looked at Al Jazeera today, an Arabic newspaper expressed... They stated that Obama expressed distress for removing Morsi, while Bashar al-Assad was glad, stating that he is glad for the fall of an Islamist regime. Obama asked not to arrest Morsi, while Bashar al-Assad says anyone who uses political Islam needs to be removed. He addressed Morsi saying, you cannot cheat the people for long. The Egyptians are Arab nationalists. Excuse me, I think Obama should learn from Bashar al-Assad how to speak on this scenario. In fact, I think we should get even Bashar al-Assad to represent this country instead of Obama.
Waleed, this is becoming increasingly worrisome to myself and others who've studied Obama and Hillary Clinton. They installed an Islamist regime in Libya. They've installed an Islamist regime in Egypt, which the people threw out today. They're trying to install an Islamist regime in Syria. What the heck is their ultimate end here?
Well, you see, it's two. The answer to your question is twofold. The first thing is that the United States is concerned about the rise of Iran and the cyber rattling of Iran and so on and so forth, so they want to neutralize Iran. This happens all the time. The other issue is they want to basically create chaos in the Middle East. For whatever reason, I think Obama is very much, his passion is towards the Islamists. I mean, Americans have to wake up. They have been snookered. This is a known fact all over the Middle East. Everybody in the Middle East knows Obama's affiliation is really towards, the Muslim movements all over. I mean, even if I look at scholars.
So wait, are we watching? I mean, you're saying things that I've been frightened to even think. Waleed, I'm starting to think that an uneducated Egyptian has more political sense than an educated American.
I absolutely agree with you. I deal with Americans all the time. I'm getting tired of even dealing with them. Every time you bring an issue, they talk about love. Even the churches, they talk about love all the time. It says love doesn't live in a vacuum. Love comes through truth, justice, law. What happened to law? I ask even my Christian friends, do you think Moses will tolerate gay parades in the Sinai? So you go to Russia, you see how Russians behave. You see even how Putin behaves. It's nothing like what we have in America today. Our freedoms are being taken away every single day, and it seems that there's no voices. Americans should be going to all the churches and be parading and demonstrating in the White House.
Well, we just heard from a caller, Waleed, who claimed to work for the FBI. He said he was a young worker and he couldn't take it anymore. He claimed he was calling on a secure line. His heart was broken. He said they have agents inside every church in America as agents pretending to be members of the congregation who are spying on every church in America while they're not spying on mosques. Do you believe that's possible?
100%. In fact, my own phone is tapped. I can tell even when they...
Well, my radio show is tapped. Do you realize that I am being listened to right now by not only my audience, but the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and members of the Obama Inner Circle? I mean, why should I not believe that since it's a public broadcast?
Yeah, look, I dealt with the FBI. I dealt with them for a decade, and I've seen what they did. I turn in people for them. They don't do anything. They didn't do anything.
How come Homeland Security is buying 2 billion rounds of ammunition? They have urban assault vehicles. They're building a shooting range near LaGuardia Airport. How come DHS and the FBI and the CIA didn't stop the Sarnoff brothers from the Boston Massacre? Do you have any ideas on that one?
No, I would not, but I know that what's happening in America today is what used to happen in Russia under communism, and what's happening in Russia today is what was happening in America decades ago.
Yes. Aldous Huxley predicted that. Waleed, in his book in the 1950s, he wrote that as America and Russia have more and more in common, Russia will start to look more like America and America will start to look more like Russia. So as they're abandoning their fascist tendencies, we have adopted fascistic tendencies. And while they had no free press and they're gaining some semblance of it, we have completely lost our free press in America, Waleed. Waleed Shobhat, how can people follow you? What do they go to?
My website is very simple, shoebot.com, as you spell the word shoe and the word bat.
S-H-O-E-bot.com. S-H-O-E-B-A-T.com. Waleed, you know what you're talking about, my brother.
Savage. It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3885 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3885. 800-282-3885.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. BART negotiations continue. Day three of the strike continues as well. No news other than they're still at the bargaining table. It's expected it'll take up to 24 hours to get service going when they do come to an agreement. One camp staff member is dead, four others hurt after a large oak tree fell at a Jewish Federation of Silicon Valley summer camp. The tree fell near the campfire circle of Camp Tawanga, taking down power lines and killing 21-year-old Anais Rittenberg of UC Santa Cruz. Taking a look at traffic, well, it's still slow out of the city. Northbound 101, sluggish. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Still a few delays here and there getting on the city street approaches to the lower deck as well. Northbound 880 at Hagenberger, getting some debris reported in the roadway. Northbound 880 after Davis Street, an accident being reported. And a stall, Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 North Flynn, right lane. I'm Dave Fowke, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Weeknights at 6.
But if you're not going to discuss the issues, there's no reason for you to be in talk radio.
You may as well continue to do stand-up on Fox News.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Rome, huh? I've compared the decline of America to the fall of Rome for many, many years. It seems that the majority of citizens do not seem to care that our society is falling apart. All they care about is which sports moron can make a basket or which Hollywood slut fell down and her dress fell up. Victor Davis Hanson has written a phenomenal article about this comparison, which I've had up on michaelsavage.com for a while. He joins us now to discuss it. Victor Hanson, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. Thanks again for having me on the Savage Nation. Glad to be here.
In your incredible article, you write about the fact that America is following the course of ancient Rome. What is the main point that you want people to take away from this article?
It means two things. One, we're not going to collapse suddenly because the institutions are so strong that they perpetuate it even as they're not being renewed. And two, they will eventually alter and erode and decay, and that's, I think, what we're happening. So what I was suggesting is America, as we see it today, is more prosperous than ever, and people have more individual liberty and freedom than ever, and it's not going to end tomorrow. But it is going to end unless we reinvest in what the original vision of the founders was.
What signs are you seeing about the decline of America?
Well, I think there's a lot of them. It's more with a whimper than a bang. The first thing is that we have almost half the households in America are not paying federal income tax, and another half, and sometimes the two halves overlap, are on some sort of federal assistance. So we're creating a mentality that there's them or they, some nebulous other people who are responsible to go out and work and to pay taxes, but it's not going to be me. And the problem with that is, human nature being what it is, that creates a self-fulfilling lifestyle that whatever a person gets or whatever a person doesn't have to pay is never enough. So they want to pay less and less, and they want to get more and more. And so we're not being, and you can see it whether in a variety of different fields, we're not tapping our gas and oil resources. We're not packing timber. We're cutting off water to irrigation. We're redistributing income. We're restricting economic activity. We're not paying interest on capital. We're not angry that unemployment is still over 7.5 after 5 years. So there's a rise in the power of the state, the influence of the state, the expectations of the state. And that's not what America was about. It was about everybody coming here and having a quality of opportunity, not an insured equality result. That's the biggest thing. I think it's worrisome. We're creating a dependent, postmodern, statist society.
I often use the pebble in the shoe analogy, where the citizens were more concerned over the price of a loaf of bread than what the armies were doing overseas. What can the average person in this country do to wake up their friends?
I think the most important thing is to speak the truth. We operate in a kingdom of lies. All of us self-censor our speech, whether it's on gender or race or class, and we don't look at the world empirically. So if we say this guy's not paying income tax and should, we're afraid, well, that might be insensitive, or you shouldn't say that the 47, if you're Mitt Romney and you get caught saying the 47% are not paying federal income tax, you have to backtrack. He shouldn't have backtracked. He should have made the argument. It didn't have to be mean or gratuitously cruel, but he should have said this is dangerous. If we're looking at the Trayvon Martin trial, people should be candid about a witness like Rachel Gentile. They shouldn't say that she's a symptom of a psychological, sociological problem. They should say the woman doesn't have character. She cannot speak the truth. She has no personal responsibility. And we need to be candid about these problems. But what we're doing is that we're all getting up in the morning and we're censoring our thoughts, our speech. And we don't want them to be offensive to anybody. I think that we've got to be a lot more candid and be empirical. Look at the world the way it is and then address it rather than the way that you think people want it to be in order to not to be offensive to anybody. I mean, the version of hell is that we're all the same, we're all uniform, we're all sort of lotus eaters. That's throughout Western civilization what hell ends up as. No good, no evil, no great, no bad. Everybody's the same. And that's something that every great writer, whether it's Oswald Spengler or George Orwell, warned us about.
It seems that there's a growing divide in this country. How big of a problem is this?
Well, I think it's a big problem in the universities because the average person goes into the university raised and influenced by his parents, his community, his church, and then he's subject to 4 years, 6 years, 8 years today of a professional class who believes they have to change their ideology in a way that would be favorable to radical social change. So universities are not teaching people the methodology or fact-based knowledge, but they're teaching them to have a preconceived result. And we know what the preconceived result is, that capitalism, that Republican type of government, limited government, personal responsibility, private enterprise, all of these things are suspect. And so it's very hard to address that because the students are not getting there's something lost as they're being taught that. They're also not being taught how to write, to think, how to reason, inductive way of looking at the world. So we have a lot of people who are very impressionable at that age, and they don't really snap out of it because half of them go to college today, and they're not on the job and suffering the consequences or the benefits of their own work or lack of. So the education system is a big problem, along with journalism, government, the foundations. So we have sort of a war for the hearts and minds of America. On the one side, it's people who actually make things. They farm, they produce gas, they pump oil, they build homes. And then there's people who sort of insure it, finance it, adjudicate it, regulate it, talk about it. And they have a very different view of what they want America to be.
Is this the natural progression of empires, or is this being purposely done to us by international forces?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not a determinist historian, but I am a classical scholar. So if I were to answer that question by summarizing what the greatest minds of the Greek and Roman world, whether it was Plato or Aristotle or Cicero, what they all saw from their own empirical experience was that the bounty of capitalism and private property is it made a lot of money for everybody. It was created riches. And the great thing about democracy and constitutional government is it gave the individual freedom. But there was they always use natural metaphors. It was like planting a tree and having its roots be watered and nurtured, and the trunk goes up and there's leaves, and then finally it gets very, very big and too big and gets old, and it's not able to be supported, whether it topples over or the nutrients can't reach the top of the tree. And the point they were making was that because they had a pessimistic view of human nature, people then become complacent. People demand certain things. If you say to a poor person today that Kia has better air conditioning, sound system, and is more reliable than a Mercedes was 30 years ago that the wealthy had, or you have more computing power in your palm of your hand than a guy with a very expensive computer, his natural reaction is not, thank you, this is a wonderful country, but, well, somebody has a car that's better than mine, or somebody has a better iPhone than mine, that's not fair. So that's what Plato and Aristotle were trying to say. Ultimately, people would not care whether they were materially well-off or not, only materially well-off in comparison to somebody else. Envy and jealousy would be the most powerful emotions within this constitutional, affluent, leisured society. So we have to be careful because they were not stupid people when they warned about it.
How come we're not seeing the civil unrest that is sprouting up all over the world except in America? Is it because we're all fat and happy and watching cable, drugged on marijuana?
It's a matter of degree, because one good thing about our system is that even somebody like Barack Obama can't, if I could use a vernacular, screw it up in just 5 years. So if you look at the attitude toward wealth creation, toward technology, toward free speech, and compare it not just with Africa or Asia or Russia, but even with countries in Europe. I mean, there's not people going around the United States with radar-type devices seeing how many TV sets we have in our home to tax them as they do in Europe. So we are still so much more free and so much more affluent than the alternative that the average person says, you know, things are bad and this, but I couldn't buy this Kia. I couldn't get it in France. And, you know, if I drink the water out of my tap in Zimbabwe, I'll die. And I can still get my appendix taken out cheaply and efficiently in the United States. So we were so far ahead of the alternative, and this country created such great wealth and such great freedom in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s that it's still a much better place than the alternative, and for a while.
Victor, can this be turned around, or are we simply going to fade into history over the next few centuries?
Well, the Romans did turn it around on two or three occasions, so did the Greeks. And the problem is you need some leader who gets up in the morning and says, I'm not going to be liked today, not because I'm a mean person, not because my policies are mean to people, but because I'm giving medicine to a sick patient that's going to make the patient feel worse for a while, sort of like chemotherapy and cancer, I suppose. So they'll have to find leaders who say, you know what, I have to very gently cut back the number of food stamps. I've got to widen the number of people who have to contribute to society, whether it's in revenue. I've got to take the IRS, and I've got to reform it. I've got to shrink it. I've got to open up the system and let people be more transparent, and that's going to hurt a lot of people who are invested in it, and I don't really care. I don't really care if they call me all sorts of names. And then we have to have a constituency who gets up in the morning and says the U.S. judicial system will not work if it's conducted as the Trayvon Martin's trial or the O.J. trial or these politicized show trials. And you'll have to say, you know, the income tax system will not work when 47% do not pay federal income taxes. And then they're going to have to take the heat. We see it in the immigration debate. If somebody will say, you know what, I'm not going to leave an open border combined with amnesty, combined with social services. That's a prescription for disaster. It hasn't worked. The immigration has been a total catastrophe the last 20 years. Too many people invested in it for selfish gain left and right. And say that, and I don't care what you say about me. I really don't care. And when we get to that point, it's gut check time. We'll either have that type of leadership or we won't. If we don't, it's all over. If we do, we can turn it around.
Well, but do you think this will happen?
I think we're coming to a decisive moment in the next decade. I think that there are going to be people across the political spectrum who understand that it can't quite go on like it is. You cannot borrow $17 trillion. You cannot run up a $1 trillion deficit every year. You can't have zero interest rates indefinitely. You can't have half the participation in the tax system. You can't have half the people, and they're going to say, no, it won't work. And how that will work out, whether people will self-select and there'll be people living in Massachusetts versus Utah that have nothing in common, or there'll be arguments within families, or there are going to be riots of the type we see, I don't know, but it's coming to a point where these red, blue, left, right, traditional, progressive, tragic, therapeutic views are not reconcilable, and we're going to have to, it's going to have to be adjudicated. Let's hope it's peaceable, and let's hope that the traditional limited government constitutional view prevails, because if it doesn't, it's not going to be pretty. But I'm pessimistic, optimistic. It's about 50-50. It just, my view of the future of America is basically the electorate today. It's about divided 50-50.
Where can we read more of this work?
I have a website, victorhanson.com, HANSON.com, and then I have about 20 or so books on Amazon.com under the author's name. I have a book that just came out called The Savior Generals, about how five commanders in the past saved lost wars. It's on Amazon as well.
Victor Davis Hanson, thanks again for being with us on The Savage Nation.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Michael Savage, and I seriously recommend that you read Trickle Down Tyranny to learn more, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the private sector destruction agency.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I want to read you something from USA Today about what just happened in Egypt, what's happening as we watch it, which is a great revolution. The stooge installed by Obama, Morsi, the Islamist, was thrown out by the very people Obama pretended to care about. Here's an article in the useless newspaper, USA Today. What went wrong in Egypt, they write. Everything, okay? Now, let me read it to you. The mob-backed military ouster Wednesday of Egypt's first democratically elected leader came just 3 days in the year after he took office and launched a presidency that never rose above the narrow desires and broad grievances of the Islamist movement that he belonged to, analysts say. Let me reconstruct that for you. Obama, since he took office, has never risen above the narrow desires and broad grievances of the leftist movement that he belonged to. Let me go on. Army Chief of Staff General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, speaking on national television in front of a row of prominent political and religious leaders, said the military was forced to act after President Mohamed Morsi had refused for weeks to set up a national reconciliation government. Very interesting. Where is our national reconciliation government in America? Where is our national reconciliation government? Where is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? Where the hell is it? We have a petty dictator in the White House abusing the people's treasury, abusing the people's goodwill, abusing America's reputation, and there's no opposition. Now, the reason you have no such opposition in America is because the people are fat and happy. Food stamps, welfare, free care, your care, my care, his care. Now bring in 50 million illegal aliens and throw that into the pot. This has been an incompetent administration, said one Egyptian, citing fuel and gas shortages, electricity cuts, and the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood has burned all its bridges with its former allies. In America, we have no fuel and gas shortages. We have no electricity cuts at all. The people are fat and happy. They can barbecue this weekend. They have all the propane that King of the Hill may need to cook his pork this weekend. So until Americans are hungry, you will have a slow dissolution of the semblances of democracy that we have enjoyed in this nation. I'll read on. For most Egyptians, political legitimacy is more complicated, and Morsi had squandered what he had. Quote, he's been a divisive, polarizing, and incompetent figure, resorting to increasingly authoritarian tactics, stifling speech and criticism, and ignoring police abuse. Really? Does that sound like someone you know? He's been a divisive, Obama, polarizing, Obama, incompetent figure, Obama, resorting to increasingly authoritarian tactics, Obama, stifling speech, Obama, and criticism, and ignoring police abuse, Obama. It sounds familiar to me, but we don't see it yet. We don't see that yet. I'll read on. Rather than focus on improving the lives of Egyptians, everything Morsi did seemed focused to consolidating the hold on power of his Muslim Brotherhood movement, Hannah said. Let me rewrite that. Rather than focus on improving the lives of Americans, everything Obama did seemed focused to consolidating the hold on power of his radical leftist friends in the radical leftist movement, Savage said. I'll go on. Shadi Hamid, director of research at Brookings Doha Center, said Morsi's actions as president were driven by an Islamist mindset formed over decades of persecution and exclusion from power and an ongoing confrontation with leftover elements of a regime that had subjugated the Brotherhood in the past. Let me rewrite that paragraph. This is becoming increasingly shocking, is it not? Michael Savage, director of research at the Savage Center, said Obama's actions as president were driven by a leftist mindset formed over decades of persecution and exclusion from power and an ongoing confrontation with leftover elements of a nation that had subjugated Obama and his brethren in the past. You're starting to see the elements of connection here? I'll go on. The Islamists' quote tendency to paranoia and fears of conspiracy were part of their motivation over the past year, Hamid said. Let me rewrite it. Obama and his minions' tendency to paranoia and fears of conspiracy were part of their motivation over the past year, Savage said. You see, if Obama were an honest leftist, if he was concerned really with elevating the plight of the poor, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, would we? He's an imperialist of the worst kind. He steps on his own people, and he steps on everyone around the world. And it's all for his own self-aggrandizement. Who ever heard of a president taking a junket for $100 million at a time like this with his wife and children? That's why you haven't seen too many pictures of the Obamas on their travel junket. I don't have to make the odious comparison of what if a Republican had done it. What would the vermin in the media have done? We'll call them solenterates. You'll have to go to the Invertebrate Dictionary for that one. But actually, they're not solenterates. See, they're not as spineless as you think. They're not spineless at all. They're actually very tough and rugged, the leftists in the media. They have exactly what they want, and they're pushing their communist agenda as rapidly as they can. They're not spineless. Don't misinterpret who the leftist media is. You say, oh, they're spine. They're not spineless. They've never had it so good.
Savage.